Hello. No, I don't. Again, we don't. Hello, do we? Patreon. It's time to pay the bill.
There it is. In answer to your question, Beth, yes, it's stuck.
It's time to pay the bill. Yeah, why is it stuck? Because of you. I'll play all those voice notes you've sent me, by the way.
I just know the psychology of the noodle.
Yeah, I'll play all the voice notes you've sent me randomly throughout the day, just going, bill, time to pay the bill.
That is because I know it will stick in your brain. I definitely wasn't driving up the M5 laughing my head off because it suddenly popped in my head the other day. Definitely not. I am not as autistic as you, much, probably.
I did do in the Patreon, I know you've muted it, but in the F1 channel, I do a Christian Horner and Toto Wolff impression.
Do you?
Right.
Time to pay the Toto.
Time to pay the finger. So that was, I thought, very good.
Suspiciously damp finger.
Well, I thought they were very good, but good friend of the show and out-and-out legend Matt Lake said that Christian impression with a load of laughing emojis, which I don't think is good.
That seems mocking.
Yeah.
In its tone, that seems mocking.
Yeah. And Green Beef said an Indian and a Welshman.
I mean, that is your go-to accent, Indian Welshman.
Yeah. Same thing, isn't it?
Same person.
No, you are fucking,
As you might have guessed, we've been let loose on our own again. And I feel that sort of sat in a different position.
Yeah, it's a bit weird you've been sat there.
I'm not sure. You smell worse from this angle.
Yeah, well, any angle, really. Smells big. So, what do you do on this again? What's new? No, that's the other one, isn't it?
No, that's car one.
I did have something written down, which I looked at, started the episode and forgot.
You're a dirty convict now, aren't you?
I am. We're going to talk about this?
Yeah, we can do. Might as well. Yeah, Niall's a dirty convict. He's breaking rocks at the side of the road whilst chained to other
people. Man, it's a gap we work in.
Yeah, that. What's that?
Jonathan. Jonathanny.
Jonathan.
Jonathan. That thong, 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 thong.
Yeah, that's exactly where my brain went as well.
Isn't it, like, sometimes I listen to music these days and I think, what the fuck are they singing about? This is absolute disgrace. Like when, what's she called, old Cardi B talking about basically let your dick hit that thing in the back of my throat and all the rest of it. Then I remember that there's a man called Cisco singing
about
thongs.
Was that Wet Ass Pussy?
That's the song, yes.
Right. That's, because it's interesting, I saw a comedian do a breakdown of, so, at the time, lefties were getting all offended about Baby It's Cold Outside.
Yeah, I know, because it had rapey connotations.
Because apparently
correct?
It was rapey. And then, at the same
at
time...
what level, though?
Well,
assuming he knew...
It was written
that,
in the 40s.
I'm assuming he knew the person he was inviting into his home.
Did he?
Don't know. Was the 40s, mind?
It was 40s. Who knows?
You know what I mean?
Maybe he was German.
We can only hope.
He's a closet...
It's
Niall.
His name.
It's a Clausit.
Clausit.
Clausit. No. But they were getting all like, oh, Baby It's Cold Outside, that's rapey and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
And this comedian, I can't remember his name now, but he did this spoken word version of both songs. He's like, I'm just going to reiterate some of the lyrics of both songs and see what you think to the audience.
Do you know what I love? And it's going to be perfect for this. I love lyrics that are just said in a normal voice.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So it was like, he went through Baby It's Cold Outside, like a bit of it, a verse.
Yeah.
I can't remember how it goes.
Something about cold outside, baby. Something like that.
Yeah. Spoken word. It was like, oh yeah, okay. It's just, it's a 1940s song. Yeah, okay. Then he did spoken word, Wet Ass Pussy. And the part of it that got me is he went from Baby It's Cold Outside to a verse of Wet Ass Pussy, and then another verse of Baby It's Cold Outside, and then the initial startup of the next bit of WAP.
Yeah.
Wireless application protocol.
This was slow internet on your phone.
Very
wasn't
slow
it, back
internet
in the day?
On your phone in 2002. play Medal of Honor on it though. So the startup. So it would go from this sort of 1940s, very genteel kind of lyrics to spit in my mouth. It's like, oh my god. But all the snowflakes were getting butthurt about the 1940s one, not the one that sounds actually quite derogatory to women. Really?
Technically, yes, but as a woman is saying it, it's empowering.
I suppose it's not. But
in the same way, black people can N-word, It's derogatory if we do it.
Beep.
Yeah. Oh, you said it again. Bold. Oh, no. Beep. After 5 minutes. Oh, beep. Blast. Royals blast. Blast.
Anyway. Bill.
Bill. But yeah, you think about what we were listening to.
Like, I didn't listen to rap music, really. No,
not
back
necessarily
then.
Rap music, but the thong song. The man singing about a woman's underwear.
True. It wasn't me.
And ask.
Wasn't me.
Yeah, it wasn't me. I don't know what voice that was.
Brian Bedonte, it wasn't me.
But he was, but he was basically talking about getting caught shagging.
Yeah, he was.
His missus back.
And just deny all knowledge.
Yeah, deny until
you die. This
is
how me and you deal with the police.
Yeah, deny until you die.
Yeah.
Don't
try it, Maddie.
And what else was there? Oh, my neck, my back, my pussy and my crack.
I mean, those are body parts, yes.
Yeah. I don't want them to be sung to me on a Sunday afternoon.
No. No.
Anyway, I'm a criminal.
You're a criminal!
Criminal! I thought that as well. Was it Eminem, wasn't it?
That was Mnum.
Muminum.
Muminum.
So, basically, as...
Jesus,
that was
man.
Loud.
That was a good one. That was your watch.
That was my watch. A bring.
Wonderwall. So, you... Chain Gang, Howden Hill, Breaking Rocks at the Side of the Road, yeah?
Yep. Master got me working and all that.
Just to get the Kiwi boot polish out to go to work.
So basically, as some of you, most of you may know, should know, I used to be a
criminal.
Career doorman, as they say.
A career, anyway.
Yeah.
£20 note sniffer.
See, they smell nice, £20 notes, okay?
They smell nice, do they?
But it's quite a weak smell. You have to put it right into your nostril to be able to smell it.
And really give it a hoot. Yeah. Make sure it gets right in the back of the nose.
So,
take your word for it, mate.
So, 16 years or something I've done on the doors. And I've had my fair share of scrapes, literally, you know. Some rough and tumble.
Knocked out by an old man.
Didn't get knocked out by an
knocked
old man.
Knocked the fuck out.
No, I got punched by an old man.
K the fuck
out. Right? It was different.
Like Tyson knocked... Fury battering a midget.
I did get knocked out once. I was unpleasant as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd imagine like the loss of control is a bit like when you wake up, obviously. It's like, oh, wow, they could have done anything to me.
Well, I came round and was fine, but I remember nothing sort of the night, and I just kind of found myself in the office.
Was not it the, shot not, to the chin, was
not
it?
The just... No, it was behind the ear. There's a name
behind
for
the
it.
Ear. Oh, okay.
And just two shots to the back, and I just went down. And my shoulder, fucked my shoulder as well, because luckily it didn't land on my face.
Yeah, that would have been
I
bad.
I landed, sort of went down sidewards, and landed on my arm and shoulder.
Yeah.
Which is not good.
That's how you ended up with a Popeye arm.
Maybe.
Is that still fucked? Oh, it's still fucked.
Well, it's not painful. It is on certain things. Yeah, all right. Don't keep drawing too much attention
it's
to it.
Fall off.
It's not. Elbows can't fall off, famously.
It can now.
It will now.
Just take the arm with it.
So
I'd amputate.
Shut up and listen.
You go die.
You go and die. So I've been in sort of some scrapes, physical and law based. I've had my license suspended before, which got dropped.
Not his driving license, by the way.
No, that although that has
also that has happened.
Just the once though.
Criminal.
And so, what else? Yeah. So basically, nigh on 3 years ago, there was an incident at work. One lad got kicked out for doing cocaine, as posh people call it.
Was it you?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like ringing your own number.
It's like kicking yourself out. Yeah. Like, you get out, you're doing drugs.
It's like Mo.
You do drugs.
Like Mo kicking out Barney or whatever he was called on The Simpsons. Yeah. Oh, shit. He just brushes his hands off. He's behind him
at the bar again, yeah.
Anyway, so one lad got kicked out for cocaine. He obviously contacted his mates. Well, I've been fucking kicked out. So they all left. Done the old jumper swap.
Was he a scaffolder?
No, he worked at Hinkley Point, which is worse.
Because he's earning 80 grand a year.
Yeah. And he's the type
polishing
of
polishing toilets.
80 grand a year is like cleaning bogs.
Yeah.
But also the kind of person that can just leave his family and behind just to go off and earn more money in the opposite end of the country. Takes a certain breed of person to be able to just do that. But
yeah,
anywho.
Yeah.
They were very adamant they were coming in. We were very adamant that they weren't.
Yep.
A lot of back and forth, a lot of verbal. It did turn violent, mainly because they wanted it to turn violent. And yeah, the police turned up, they run away. We said, yeah, they tried to get in, tried to do this, the job done.
Yeah.
I was then charged. Well, we all were. There was five of us, five of them. We were all charged with a fray.
What, all 10 of you?
All 10 were charged with a fray. The five of them pleaded guilty. Yeah. One of us got off scot-free. And then nearly 3 years after the incident, it actually finally saw a courtroom.
Yeah, yeah.
And
you didn't know the way of the last one, though, where they went, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
The
last time, it was very similar circumstances. Same sort of time frame.
Bankrupted and, by legal aid.
Yeah. And I went to court and they went, this is ridiculous. What the hell are we even doing here? And I went home again. Not quite so well this time. Mm. Mainly because two things, actually, and this is a farce in amongst itself. Because I was the head doorman, I'm some sort of puppet master, and I'm able to control these fully grown adults, and they listen to my every command.
No, not true.
So I was deemed to be responsible for everybody's actions because I was the head doorman. Load of old arse. And second of all, they'd been giving us a load of verbal and tried to barge their way past and all the rest of it for between 10 and 15 minutes. When one of them got up in my face saying, oh, yeah, you'll fucking do nothing. And I pushed him away and said, get the fuck out of my face, you dickhead. Because I pushed him first, apparently I instigated the changeover between a verbal confrontation to a physical one.
Had you not done that, the fair chance at that kind of range, you're going to get hit.
Yeah.
Then he's done it. But then you're on the back foot because you've been injured.
Yeah. I mean, I said this in my.
I mean, they get you on the floor, start stamping your head, you might die.
Well, it's exactly
self-defense. It's classic self-defense. Exactly what I said. Go away.
Yeah.
You didn't hit him. You didn't punch him.
I'm allowed to make a preemptive strike if I'm in fear and this and that. I'm allowed to strike first, basically, to defend myself.
Yeah.
But I didn't even do that. I pushed him away. And I even said in my interview, I said, you know, this has happened, but I can guarantee you now, had we not done what we'd done, you would be talking to people about a manslaughter charge or fucking attempted murder charge or something a lot worse.
Somebody that close with violent intent, which he clearly did.
Yeah.
Well.
Anywho, so I was top of the pile, which is most frustrating. There was another lad who got quite badly hurt, quite badly racially abused as well, because he's a Turk. Sort of kebab haircut jokes.
I was about to say, does he cut hair well or launder money quite well?
Oi! That's exactly what they were saying, you
is
dumb
it?
Bigot.
Well, there you go.
Does it annoy you when people say racist when it's not actually about a race? Is it xenophobia it's called?
Oh,
it?
I don't fucking know.
I think xenophobia is when you, like, have a go at their country, like an Irish thing. If you said something about Irish people,
well, we're the same race as Irish people, so that doesn't work, does it? But
exactly. But it's not racist to be mean to this xenophobic.
Yeah,
I
maybe. I don't know. Anyhow,
so he eventually, after getting the shit kicked out of him and racially abused and everything else, he'd had enough.
Yeah. Is he the one who got off?
No, Keegan. Morning. Oh, so he started swinging.
Yeah.
After a long time, the whole ordeal lasted 30 minutes.
It's not like you boys went in and just fucking windmill him, was it?
No, but they kept coming to us, trying to sort of fight and do something. We would counter their approaches and then retreat back to our steps. Then they would come back again. We would deflect. Fine, okay. Have a roll around. Back to the steps. And that happened for the whole... Like I said, the whole thing lasted for 30 minutes. The lot of talking, 10, 15 minutes at the start, and then the rest was just sort of on and off violence, for want of a better phrase. Anyway, so then the other two lads were just involved.
Yeah.
So I was up for a fray, which carries a custodial sentence.
Which criminal!
Was, yes. I will admit, my fucking ass went when I saw that in the email.
Yeah.
And the problem, I don't know if anyone that's listening to this has dealt with any sort of solicitors or any kind of law or anything like that. The problem is, there's loads of instances where they say, oh, it can carry up to this. Yeah. But it's unlikely. But it can.
Yeah, yeah.
And because it can, oh my good God, don't they have bang on about it? Which just puts the fear of God into you.
Maybe that's the point.
And basically, we've joked about it enough on this podcast. I did do what can only be described as a shitload of cocaine at one point. And I was drinking and I was stressed. I was under a lot of pressure. It's no excuse, but I just had a lot of shit going on. Yeah. And you know me very, very well. And I was not me at all. I was
you.
A shadow of myself and a horrible... I became basically a horrible person, just almost reliant on drinking drugs. It doesn't make you a nice person.
No, it's not ideal.
I became somebody I didn't like.
Not ideal for your mental state.
No, not at all, as I found out. But anyway. So I'd come away from work in the door. I'd kicked all of that stuff. I barely drank before. I've gone back to barely drinking again.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't touched cocaine for over 2 years now. And I've got a new job. Well, I'm self-employed, doing my own thing. And I absolutely love what I do. And I'm very fortunate and blah, blah, blah. And it's great. And I'm in a very happy relationship. And my life is just a lot more chill these days. I'm not starting work at 10 o'clock at night and doing cocaine and drinking Sly vodka and fucking everything else. Literally, actually. I didn't mean it like that. But, you know, I go to work in the morning, I come home, and I have a pleasant evening. I have a nice weekend. Everything's great.
Yeah.
I don't want to get that fucked up by doing Bird, as it were.
No.
Getting more Bird than Bill Oddie. It's a fantastic saying if ever I heard
that's
one.
That's a random reference, but I like it.
It's actually from Max and Paddy's Road to Nowhere from Phoenix Nights. He's like, we got to act like we're fucking up. We got to act like we belong here. He's like, you been in before? Me. I've done more Bird than Bill Oddie. Anyway, so I'm not having that thrown away for some fucking porridge.
Second hand.
So I was like, fuck. And my solicitor was like, well, it's possible, but it's unlikely. And I was like, but possible. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, lordy. And I was going to go guilty initially.
What are we talking if you got banged up? Like 12 months? Suspended?
Well, this was it. This is a first offence. Nothing before
or
since. It'd be
suspended, wouldn't it?
Probably.
Yeah.
But not definitely.
But yeah, you're one speeding offence away from you getting banged up, boy.
Yeah, and I was a bit like, hey, I don't really like this.
No.
So I was going to go guilty because I was just like, I don't want to go to prison. It's literally as simple as that.
Yeah.
And he was like, chatting to my solicitor, we chatted about the job and sort of how long I've been doing it and how I feel about the job and how close I was with the guys that I worked with and how we sort of blood brothers and all this sort of stuff.
You touched each other in the bathroom before you started your shift, yeah.
How do you know? Did I tell you?
Yeah. The video was horrific, quite frankly.
And unnecessary, some might say.
Yeah, gratuitous and unnecessary. Like that.
Oh, stop guffing me.
That was...
guffing.
You're wearing shorts as well, you pedo.
So it's you that watches films in jeans. Remember, sorry.
That's what John called me, an absolute psychopath.
That's how John called you right out, and I was like, stuck with me.
That doesn't seem necessary.
Right, he's not here, so I can tell you this. When he was calling you out for wearing jeans whilst watching a film, I was watching a film in jeans at the time.
Yeah.
He was like, who the fuck watches jeans in TV?
And you're that meme of side eyes.
Yeah, I was probably like, gee. I was like Homer Simpson just hiding into the head.
Yeah. Say nothing.
Oh, how. But he gets home, just gets his fucking PJs on, doesn't he? Like a 9-year-old boy.
He does. Spider-Man.
Under roots.
He doesn't shit him, though.
Oh, God.
He got duvet to shit.
Made me laugh. So, back to him. I was going to go guilty. And basically, my solicitor was like, look, I can only advise you, but you cannot go guilty. You owe it to yourself. It'd be complete injustice if you were to just go guilty. You've got a case to fight for here. You know,
I'm making money the longer it goes on. So, like, fuck yeah.
So you and your guy, you and your mates are really, really close. You know, you know, fucking what they call it, you know. Soldiers, brothers, all that sort of shit, you know?
Brother!
He was like, no, you've got to fight this. And I was like, yeah, I've got to fight this.
Yeah. And also, £200 an hour, what?
The other problem with me going guilty, well, sort of not problem, but the other advantage to going guilty was it was just fucking done.
Uh-huh.
Because I knew it was going to drag on, and that was about a year ago. So, I told Soph, I was like, look, I'm going to go guilty and just want this fucking shit done with, and I'm not going to prison. And she was like, okay, fine, good, thank God. Come on, she's like, so how'd it go? I was like, oh, yeah, I've gone non-guilty now. Like, and she was like,
what?
Huh? So I explained, and she was like, oh, okay, fair enough. So, fast forward.
Oh, just hold the pause, motherfucker.
Go on.
What exactly happened? Who was hurt? Was anybody hurt? Seriously?
Definitely not seriously. A couple of us had
cuts and bruises.
Cuts and bruises. They had some cuts and bruises.
And that warranted a court case that lasted 3 years at massive expense to the taxpayer, which could have just been a they were being dickheads. They're doormen, so they're probably being coked up dickheads. Eh, whatever.
Yeah.
Nobody's dead. Nobody's seriously injured.
Correct.
Never mind. Worst things happen at sea, literally.
Yeah, and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
fucking joke.
Fast forward to the end of March.
Yeah.
Got the date. Court case. I turned up on day one. He said, oh, they've offered you a plea deal. I was like, right, okay. Do you know what a fray is?
Group fighting, wasn't it?
Basically, you described it as. It's causing fear through group mentality shit,
right,
basically.
But
I think it was originally designed for like football hooligans in the '80s.
Yeah.
Just going,
that would make sense.
You're fucking team shit, you were cutting off fucking shaking your mum and all that nonsense.
Yeah.
There's no real violence, but you're being loud and obnoxious and you're scaring people a lot.
Yeah.
And I think it is also violence involved.
Right.
I think also because it was too difficult to go, you're charged with this, you're charged with that, you're charged with this. They just
group.
Went, all of you are afraid.
Yeah.
I think it's short for afraid as well, I'm not sure. So that's what we're up for, which is quite a heavy. Got quite heavy sentencing attached to it, as I've discussed.
Yeah.
So they offered me a plea deal, which
go and give the judge a ham shank.
Well, they offered us assault by battery, which just
what
for a start sounds horrible.
Well, nobody was seriously hurt,
no.
So I don't see how you can go assault and battery.
No, but they wanted all four of us to plead guilty to that, and my attitude was genuinely. I don't give a shit what the outcome is.
As long as I don't get banged up. Yeah.
I don't care about my door badge anymore because I'm done. I don't care about community service because whatever. I don't care about suspended sentence because I'm not going to be doing any of this sort of shit again.
Yeah.
I just don't want fucking porridge, bird porridge, whatever you want to call it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to get stabbed up by some muzzies, RS3 cuzzy bros, because I wouldn't steal them an RS3 or something.
That's a very real problem in
BS.
You have to convert. Then you'd be protected.
Oh, damn. I like bacon too much, as we know.
I know. It's a problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
And What's that? Treating my partner with respect rather than like a slave, yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, I'm up for that.
Not wrapped in
She's
a vinyl
not,
suit.
Though. That's the
yeah.
problem.
Yeah.
She won't have it. She'll not be
kind of the
that.
Problem, yeah.
So, I said no, basically, long and short of it. And I knew the other guys wouldn't either. And also, assault by battery still carries a custodial sentence. So yeah. Still a possibility. Slim possibility.
What was the benefit of you taking that as a plea?
I don't fucking know, to be honest.
Because surely it's like, look, we don't want to send you to prison. There's not enough space.
Take this and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
No, none of that. There was still the possibility.
Let's have this one that you could also get banged up for and you just plead guilty to that.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm thinking more.
Yeah, that's what I want. Spanking.
And then a slap on the wrist.
And then a slap on the wrist. But, like, he would say to me, like, my solicitor, he'd be like, look, well, you know, it does carry this. He said, but it's a first offence. You know, it is unlikely, but it is possible. And I'm like, I don't want to be one of these miscarriages of justice where I get banged up for no reason. I mean, let's be real. People have been sent to prison for saying mean things on Facebook.
They have. Someone did 2 years for saying mean things on Facebook.
So I'm kind of thinking, I don't want to be that person. So I said no.
Yeah.
Basically, we went into the courtroom and they spoke to the judge who basically they said, listen, there's four lads here because one of us got away with it, weirdly enough. Bearing in mind, he threw the first punch.
Yeah.
He missed, but he still threw the first punch. But apparently there was not enough evidence against him. The whole justice system is an ass.
And you're the main man, so...
Yeah, I'm the puppet master with all the strings attached.
To these fully grown men who've got independent thought.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like you're a fucking military unit or a police...
Yeah, exactly.
...group, you know. It's...
I mean, Dorman, pretty thick.
Yeah.
You know. Because if anyone had half a brain, they'd go, what, be called a cunt all night? And people try to beat me up and spit on me and stab me.
For £10 an hour, no.
No, absolutely not.
I'm good.
I like sleep and not having more holes in my body than it should have.
Yeah, I don't want to end up with more holes than I was born with.
Yeah.
Quite frankly.
Fair. Yeah, no, it's fair, you know. So,
sorry, green beef.
I wonder how his hole is.
I don't know.
We'll ask for some pictures in the Patreon.
No, don't. Discord. He probably will. Don't. No.
That's a good point.
Don't encourage him.
I'll definitely ask him. We're done.
Private message him. Don't.
Boy,
don't.
Bloody. Exclusive.
Yeah.
Exclusive bumhole pics.
Niall wants pictures of your bunghole.
Bunghole. Anyway, so
and some TP.
They went in there and said, "Look, we're going to have to analyse this footage till the cows come home because they basically have to go right. Niall first. he done this. Yep, that's him doing that. Let's pause that. Let's copy this. Let's do this. Let's do that. And then on to the next person. On to the next person. So they were looking at this lasting for 7 days. So Monday to Friday, and then Monday, Tuesday, the next week.
And then, you're getting banged up.
And possibly that.
Right.
And then even the judge was like, oh, yes, well, actually seeing this, yes, I do. And it wasn't Prince Charles, but he was like, I do have a prior arrangement, actually, on Thursday between the hours of 11 and 2. So, yeah, that's going to scupper things a little bit, isn't it? And I'm like, it doesn't work like that in real world, you fucking melon.
No.
You can't just go, oh, I've just got an arrangement for 3 hours of my working day. Despite the fact, also, they do an hour's work and then have a break.
Yeah.
They do 45 minutes working, oh, a bit of stuff for bloody lunch.
100 grand 10. A year.
Yeah, I'm mental. Well, anyway.
Well,
so, we left the court, came back, and they'd offered me and the foreigner that got racially abused and beaten up a plea deal for Section 4 Public Order Act.
Right.
Now, a Public Order Act, as you well know, is being basically pissed up Clarence in the street.
Go away, you're getting arrested, basically. Yeah, yeah.
Section 4 is violent. There was different sections, obviously. One's drunk and disorderly.
Section 5 is silent.
Is it? so it's all a bit, you know. So me and him took that. The other two got off scot-free.
Right.
So the reason why that's important is it isn't. I only give a fuck about me. Okay? I like everyone involved. We're good friends. But I wasn't willing to throw myself under the bus to protect them. But it got me what I wanted out of it.
Yep.
Because all I was ever going to get from that was community some community service.
Yeah.
Or a fine. And or a fine. But I was also done that fucking day.
Yep.
Not 7-1.
No,
I get
fucking
to go
about.
Home.
Just
and it's done.
Draw a line under it, done.
And move on. yeah. So as far as the other lads were concerned, the other one that took the plea deal, he didn't really care, didn't affect him day to day. One of them still wanted to work in security, he didn't really know anything else, and not the brightest of blokes. Oh. So he was like, I need to be found not guilty because I need to for work. He was struggling like fuck, couldn't find a job for love nor money because he was all upfront and honest about his, you know, criminal conviction.
You don't tell any employer the full truth and nothing but truth, so help me God. Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, I've been blagging my GCSEs for 20 years nearly.
Yeah, so have I.
It's like, yeah, I got all C's. Honest. Yeah. I mean, don't go mental. Don't go, yeah, fucking A-star student me. And they'll go, no.
Well, the thing is, I put...
senior handwriting, no.
I just put like... however many it is, 10 or 9? We'll say 10.
I just blagged it. I would go English, Maths, Science.
No, I just put 10, like, 10 A to C's.
Yeah.
And then list the things. Which is mad because I can't even spell A to C. Can't even count to C.
He's from Uffcombe. He ain't got a C on his finger.
So, yeah. Took the guilty plea.
Makes perfect sense.
Job done.
So, cerebral.
I got, the minimum is 40 hours community service. The maximum is 300 hours. And the judge we had, and every solicitor, what do you know the difference between a solicitor, a barrister, and a lawyer?
They get more expensive as you go up.
Do they?
Probably.
Okay, good.
I think a barrister's fucking pricey.
What? I don't know what the difference is.
A solicitor sounds like something you do in an alleyway. Solicit her. Or him. Depends how you feel.
It's 2026 these days.
Yeah.
Well, I think, I think the solicitor is office-based, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Like, you know, if it can be dealt with amicably, we'll see a solicitor.
David Brent.
Yeah. A solicitor is like a... We'll make up a contract or some paperwork, or we'll check that paperwork.
Lawyer
for you. I think a barrister is who?
Barrister who goes...
to court and all the rest of it. And I think, genuinely, I think a lawyer is an American term. That might be so wrong, but that's what I gauge from it.
Fuck knows.
So anyway, all the barristers said that the judge in question...
is a cunt.
Is fair. Very fair. But...
likes a bit of community service.
Very, very harsh on sentencing. Fan fucking tastic.
Noodle Drew.
So, minimum 40.
Banged up.
Maximum 300.
Yeah.
Oh, 60 hours.
Chain gang.
Good. I'll take that.
Yeah.
Now, also, I thought community service was either litter picking or painting bridges. Turns out there's a lot more to it than that. There is actually a lot more to it. They'll have different sort of workshops on, depending on what needs to be done at the time. a lot of sort of council-based things, painting schools, which, you know...
Not good for you.
I'm not allowed near.
I'm surprised you're allowed to live this close to that.
No, I know. They don't say it too loudly, they might cotton on.
Why are those really high-powered binoculars in the window now?
They kind of like binoculars go boom, boom, when you turn
the kind of one that gives the person you're looking at radiation poisoning. Them ones.
Oh, the x-ray ones. Morning. You can see my bone. Hello.
Hog or knee?
Hog. You said hog earlier and it made me laugh. I won't tell anyone the context.
Probably guess.
Yeah. It was a knob length related gag.
Of course it was.
Gag being the operative word. Because it's so yeah, basically they do all sorts of different things. But because I am low risk, I don't need supervision, and basically I'm an out-and-out legend, I'm going to do it in a charity shop, which I'm...
Which charity shop?
Not telling you.
Why?
Because you'll fucking show up or something weird.
It's in fucking Exeter, I'm not going
to... Then why do you need to know? Would you want to know the brand?
Yeah.
Sue Ryder. Whoever she is. Literally.
You can ride her.
Hello.
Whee.
Hello.
Where's Sue and can I ride her?
Don't, because my mother-in-law's called Sue. It all sounds very weird.
Gew.
Morning.
Nasty.
But to, genuinely now, and I mean this, what I wanted to get away from
I'm just
this,
disappointed it wasn't Scope.
Because you'd have fit
right
away.
You'd have fit right in
Yeah,
there.
They'd be fucking giving me money.
In the 80s naming of the shop, anyway.
I think you'll find it Scope. Anyway, I didn't just want to have to, fuck's sake, got to do my fucking community service again. I thought if I can either take something away from this, learn something.
Rob the charity shop, yeah.
When I said take something away, I didn't mean that. But if I could, like, help as well, I genuinely would
Red
like...
Red Dwarf box set.
VHS.
Yoink.
Yeah.
Like a Rich Brooks tax disc holder 20 years ago. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
If you know, you know.
Why did they go out of business? I can't think why.
I can tell you exactly why. It had fuck all to do with me. Something to do with the tax disc being abolished, I reckon.
Nothing to do with you stealing all the gear knobs and tax disc holders from two or three branches of Halfwits.
They wouldn't have noticed. Surely.
Probably.
So,
want a tax disc holder, boy? I'll go, Nicky, one if you want.
I didn't even charge people for it. If I just wanted one, I'd have got you one.
You're a fucking idiot.
I know. Things you do when you're young, dumb, and full of somebody else's.
Someone else's, yeah.
But yeah, I wanted to either learn something from this, get something out of it, or help. If I could do that, I can. It's worthwhile. So,
I'm you're full of shit. You just went in there to go nick stuff.
I don't want to go nick stuff. Not anymore. I mean, it did cross my... No, it didn't cross my mind. No, I'm so, I'm so grown up, I thought to myself, ooh, I get first dibs on all the shit.
Yeah, I get first dibs on other people's crap.
Yeah, you know, that DVD isn't going on the shelf for 20 pence. I'll have he myself. So, yeah, I don't know how I feel about it. I feel a bit weird about it, to be honest with you. That's why I didn't talk about it last time. I wanted to talk about it.
What, the fact you're a criminal?
Yeah.
Well, convict.
Well, because it's just... It's not like I'm a football hooligan or just a generic asshole or a drug dealer or any of these sort of things.
I mean, not anymore.
No, I've never been any of those things. I was a drug buyer, not a dealer.
You'd be a terrible dealer.
I was the end user, as they say.
Be hard as unsupplier.
Yeah, all of that shit. So, it just doesn't sort of... Are you all right over there? Do you want a bowl or something?
I'm
bucket.
Good.
So I just kind of...
It's
just
two disappointing meals I've had on the bounce since we've been doing this.
What was last time?
The fucking chicken kebab with no chicken in it.
Mini chicken kebab. You had a chicken kebab with no chicken in it, and tonight you had fish and chips with no fish in it.
Yeah.
And you made me order fish and chips as well. Now look at
fuck
you all
fuck's sake,
annoyed.
Alan. Should have got nugs.
God, you're fucking... You're just they lumps of chicken in batter.
Nugs.
Right. So anyway.
ID.
What else was I saying? What was I saying?
You're a convict.
Yeah, it just doesn't sit right with me. I've never had a criminal record before.
Somehow.
Just driving offences. It always used to make me laugh every time it landed. When I had a criminal record check, it's come through like no record. I just think,
fools.
How?
Fools.
Fools. Anyway, we're at 34 minutes.
Fuck.
Can you say something that you've done that you're a bit ashamed of now, just to balance the scales a little bit? You must have done something. You were a bit like, ugh. You're a bit edgy about nearly killing that nice couple in the Sephara. Sephara?
No, there's only one person in the Sephara.
Oh, there's only one?
Yeah.
Oh, poor man slash woman slash they.
Yeah.
See what I mean? Like how you felt a bit like, I don't really want to talk about that kind of...
No, I get it.
It doesn't matter a fucking ounce. It doesn't matter what you've done. It's one of them things. You didn't do anything
wrong. Don't drive tired.
Yeah.
That's what you can say about that. It's just don't drive tired.
It's just something that happened in your life. And it is scary as well. It does worry me that how close you are to your fucking life.
I would have got banged up.
Well, look, I often see, and it frightens me to death because I know a lot of lorry drivers. The amount of times, and I know you wouldn't be this stupid, but the amount of times I've seen these clips on the internet of the lorry driver looking at pornography on his phone and then smashes into a family on a hard shoulder and kills somebody.
Or they don't see the traffic stopped in front of them.
Yeah.
And they've gone through five cars before they stop.
Because in that moment, your life fucked, essentially.
Yeah.
Absolutely fucked.
Yeah.
You could be doing anything. You know, my job isn't particularly dangerous, but I still drive.
Yeah. I mean, harsh as it sounds, the people you've just killed, they don't care.
No.
But you got to live with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, not just that. Your career, everything.
Yeah.
Just everything's gone.
Well, your life is fucked.
Your life is... fucked. I mean, even if you don't go to prison, it's going to be a very lengthy, horrible, emotional court case and things that got unemployed, dragging yourself along to these meetings.
Unemployable.
Yeah.
Probably get a fucking 5-year ban from driving anything.
I mean, like, I don't drink very often, as I said, anymore. But it isn't still entirely possible to go out for a meal and have a couple of pints. Something happens on the way back, complete chance.
Yep.
Oh, we're just going to breathalyze you. Fucked.
Yep.
You've blown 36 when the limit's 35.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, mate. No. The low's the low. And it's like, oh, yeah.
That's where you make a nuisance of yourself, so you don't go on the evidential breathalyzer until you've sobered up a bit.
Yeah. Oh, no. Start sucking. Not like that, actually. I mean, on the breathalyzer.
Hey, copper, come here.
That's not a nuisance.
Can we just go away?
Yeah.
That's what you should have done.
No. Not again. Not after the last time. Sting my eye. But it is scary, isn't it? That your life can just go to shit. Because it's not really funny. Had your accident been any worse, you would have been fucked.
Yep.
And you'd still be paying the price for it somehow today.
Yeah.
Despite the fact it was, what, 10 years ago?
Over 10 years ago. 2014 that happened.
Fuck.
Yeah, it was 2014.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Was it? Because you kept your polo in my garage, didn't you, for a bit? Do you remember that?
Yes. Yeah, because I bought it before I got my licence back. I was like a week away from getting my licence back. And it needed to
was your insurance
somewhere.
Fucking horrible
it
or
wasn't
too bad?
Crazy, no. Even though I still had 9 points when I got my licence back, which is annoying.
So what did you actually get done for?
Due care.
Due care, was it?
Yeah.
Which one's worse?
Dangerous.
The other one, dangerous, I'll say.
Yeah.
Isn't there another one?
Death by.
Okay, not that far up. Sort of somewhere in the middle.
not really. It's like... due care, dangerous, death by dangerous driving.
Lordy. So how did you get due care and not dangerous then? What was the circumstances that kind of led to that being the charge? Do you know?
I'm not entirely sure.
Okay.
Because I didn't have any legal representation because I had no money. Because I was earning minimum wage.
Yeah.
Which was £6.10 an hour at the time.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. No, surely not. How much?
£6.10 or £6.20.
In 2014?
Yep.
See, the price of fuel's gone up, so it's fucking wages.
Well, yeah. Probably so is the food and everything else.
Yeah, but minimum wage has doubled.
Yeah.
Price of food hasn't doubled. And the price of fuel...
It fucking has.
Doubled?
You look at percentages increase on certain things. Well, pretty much everything's gone up.
Oh, it's gone up, 100%, yeah. But has it gone up?
Some of it's more than doubled.
Also...
Some of it has more than doubled.
This is probably something we shouldn't be getting into at 40 minutes into the 30-minute episode. Have you seen that the benefits bill is higher than
the tax?
Isn't that fucking ridiculous?
It's a stupid position to be in.
Yeah. First time ever in it. That's ever happened in
this
country.
I think so, yeah.
Ridiculous. Anyway, should we not go to the editor to talk more about you nearly killing people?
No.
You made me talk about it for fucking 35 minutes.
You didn't need to kill someone.
Wow. Would have fucking had the chance.
Yeah. All right, tell that to the old man that chinned you.
He didn't... Well, he did chin me. He didn't knock me out.
He did.
No, he didn't. You weren't there.
Yeah, that's what you said at the time. I got knocked out by an old man.
You weren't there, man. No, I got knocked out by someone younger than me. It's probably worse, actually.
Mm.
Not the old man. And he overreacted as well. His missus was like talking to me through the fire door, like giving me a little shit. And I was like, yeah, okay, thanks, bye. And I was like closing the doors to say, like, I'm going now. And he ripped the door and was like, fucking close the door, my fucking missus. I was like, well, tell her to get out of the fucking way then. Don't walk in front of a moving bus and be like, hey, bus, you fucking nearly no. Do you know what I mean?
Because you get the heck.
Yeah.
And then you'd be fucking pink mist.
Yeah. Mind that bus, what bus splatters?
Yeah.
The old red dwarfism.
That.
Right, shall us?
Yeah.
Say bye.
Bye.
Say bye again. Just keep saying bye.
Time to pay the bill.
Time to pay the bill. Say it again.
No.